Those National Guard troops have been trained to a whole different level. We're gonna talk about it on today's Hot Zone.
This is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. We now have National Guard troops deployed in every state of the Union to help with the fight against the coronavirus. And as one general put it, it's like we have a hurricane in every state at the same time. And that's what we're facing. So there are about 7,300 troops that are now deployed around the country. And, you know, it's kind of setting the internet on fire because it's causing a lot of people, they don't know what these guys are out there for. They see all this military equipment. They got all kinds of conspiracy theories going around and people just kind of freaking out, like this bus driver from New York. Check her out.
I work out here in Manhattan. I was just on Lexington Avenue on my bus and there were 15 black vans at the light. And I pulled over next to one and it's the Army. Y'all, I'm serious. So I asked them, I said, are you all starting to patrol now? And they said, yes, they're doing a test run out here in Manhattan. And I said, are you all going to start going to other counties? And they said, yes. So I'm on here to tell each of you who have children, nieces, nephews, even some of us who, you know, we so pig-headed, we stubborn, we know everything. Please, when the Army gets out here in full force, which they are coming, please, if they tell you to go in, please listen. Hi, Karan. Hi, Yvonne Jerkins and Gerana Monique. Email. Hi, Pastor Email. Please listen. Don't give these people any problems. Let me tell you, they are a whole different level than the police. Okay? They are whole, you know, they are trained differently. So I'm just coming on here to ask each of you, hi, Mark Miller, to tell your family members that the Army is out. I just saw them. If I wasn't sitting on my bus driving, I would have took a picture. They were out 15 deep in black, shiny minivans, okay, in their uniforms.
This lady just cracks me up. They've been trained to a whole nother level. Well, look, these guys are not Imperial stormtroopers, all right? These guys are your fellow citizens, National Guard. They're out there, and really what they're doing is just trying to take the load off of the first responders and people that are trying to help those in need right now. I mean, when you think about it, this is not martial law. They're not going to be enforcing quarantines or anything like that. They're not going to be patrolling the streets and arresting people that are out after dark. That's not what the U.S. military is going to be doing because that would go against the posse comitatus laws, for one thing. And for another thing, that's not the best use of these guys. Now, I know you may have seen some of the video that is going around the internet of the National Guard showing up in New York City and a bunch of black vans and all their military vehicles. And the only thing I don't really get about that is that they actually had machine guns mounted on top of their Humvees. Why you would mount your weapons going into a situation like that is a little beyond me. That does not give a very good optic. They could have kept those things in the trunk because obviously they're not going to be shooting people. That's not what they're there for. But nevertheless, it looked kind of cool. But so I just wanted to show you a little bit about what our National Guard troops are doing around the country right now in their own words. Listen to some of these guys tell you what they've been up to.
From the California National Guard troops to help us break down all the food that we have and package it and be able to get the food out to the 220 distribution sites to feed the low-income families of our county. So Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services has the territory of Sacramento County, and right now we're in partnership with 220 agencies, feeding about 150,000 people a month, distributing about 2.5 million pounds of food per month. So right now, because of the COVID-19, We've had an increase in need, and what we're trying to do is build the capacity of the network to try to get them food as quickly as possible. The California National Guard is going to help us ramp up those operations so people that need food will be able to get them.
Louisiana National Guard was called to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. On ground with me, I have medics. So they are supporting the civilian medical personnel that are on here. And also have some infantrymen on ground to provide some local security and control the flow of traffic through the site. The way the process works is we'll take some basic information from folks that are coming through our site, temperature and some insurance information, and they'll make their way around the site until they get to the swab site right behind me where our medics will be conducting the COVID-19 test. After that, the patients are going to get a phone call in about 3 to 5 days with the results of the test.
The soldiers are glad to be here for a number of reasons, and the fact that they look forward to helping their communities, whether you know be on hurricane duty or in this case, you know, testing the citizens. They're excited that they are employed during this time, where a lot of their co-workers back in their civilian jobs have been laid off or have been furloughed for short periods of time. So I think there's just a lot of energy to get this going and get it over with.
National Guard has come out to basically put together boxes for our Food for Seniors program. Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services has just under 90 employees, and we have a volunteer force of over 10,000 people in our community that come and help us, you know, break bulk. So they help us repack grain. So the California National Guard is doing that for us today as well. They help us bag produce. They help us put our Food for Seniors boxes together. And because of the shelter in place, yes, we have had a lot of cancellations due to the requirements of social distancing. So we're super grateful to the California National Guard. We're really excited to have them here. And we're just very thankful.
I believe it's extremely important for the soldiers to be well trained. We have put things in place in order to have them do the training and prepare them so that you know they're able to conduct their mission safely, and the community is safe as well.
We are not here for martial law. We're strictly here to support the civilian local authorities and medical professionals.
All right, so I think we can all rest a little easier knowing that the National Guard is out there. Look, we've got over 30,000 National Guard troops deployed overseas right now. Those guys are not being brought back. And in this case, the president is, in some cases, federalizing the National Guard. That is, he's taking control of the National Guard away from the states, and he has the right to do that. And basically, all that that means is that the federal government is going to be paying more of the bill. They're going to be footing more of the bill for these National Guard deployments so that the states don't have to. They're going to be doing the same thing most likely that they would be doing if the governor was in charge, but it's going to be paid for. Normally it's paid for if they get federalized, 75% by the U.S. government and 25% by the state government. In this case, the federal government is taking all of the cost off of the states to try to lighten the load, because we've already got a huge financial burden coming, not just on the citizens of the United States, on the government of the United States, on the states, federal, state, municipal, every government is gonna have a really rough time. So let's hope that these measures, as extreme as they might seem, will shorten the duration of this crisis. And let me just tell you folks, we are in historic times. This is an event that you are going to tell your grandchildren about, just like the Great Depression, World War II, Pearl Harbor, 9/11. This is an amazing, amazing series of events that we're going to remember where we were when that happened for the rest of our lives. We're all in this together. All right. I'm Chuck Holton. Thanks for watching The Hot Zone.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.